joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this evening's 1-1 draw with Corinthian Casuals. Stuart, Casuals picked up their 7th point of the season tonight. By a country mile, they're probably the worst side in the league. This should have been a routine 3 points, shouldn't it?
Should have been. And I think if we had continued playing the way we started the game, first 5 minutes, 2 great chances, 20 minutes, we should be 2 up. Glenn Boosey should score. And we need that bit of composure in front of goal. It's costing us, really, really costing us at the moment. We've had plenty of chances tonight. And as a manager, it just drives you nuts. And as a supporter of the football club as well, it's just so hard to believe that the last 4 games have been 1-1 draws.
Later on in the game, it looked like Dave Leeworthy was going to come on. Was that a sign of how desperate things were becoming?
David is part of the future, not the part of the future, that's the wrong one, but he's part of the club going forward, right? I've had a couple of issues to deal with, disciplinary things and such like that will come out in the open over the next few days. It may not result in players leaving the football club, but players have to stand up and be counted and accept the discipline that's expected at a club like this. And we've a couple of injuries, and Richard Taylor's out with an injury that will be long term. Stephen Broad looks like he's a little bit long term. Stevie Symes still suspended, and we don't have reserves, so we have to work with the squad we've got. David was signed because when he first came back a month ago, 6 weeks ago, he looked like maybe there was still that swan song. We don't know, but I put him on the bench tonight because he has trained at the weekend, and he is technically fit. But we were controlling the second half. We were creating chances, and I'm not going to make just desperate decisions. I'm in discussions with strikers. We need a striker. We need to have someone who can just do that little bit more than we've currently got. Adolf is starting to hit form. He's starting to show what he's capable of. Took his goal well against Met Police. But we're not winning games we should be winning. Nobody can deny that. And people can say whatever they want to say about me, but I'm working to get everything right for this football club. And I genuinely believe that there isn't an awful lot more that needs to be done to that team, that it will be a side that can regularly win. Now that might sound a bold thing to say, based on from about 20 minutes to half time, where we were very poor tonight, very, very poor, second to every ball, stood back and let them knock it around as if they were a top side. But it didn't happen in the second half. Second half, we absolutely dominated the game. They hit us on the break a couple of times just by smashing it long. Apart from that, there was no danger. That's how I'd expect it to be. But the ball has to go in the net. And from 10 chances, we got 1 goal. It's hard to believe that, we just go so far and don't get that extra little bit. I've asked the players an example, the tackle that John Cope put in around about the 90th minute, it should happen in the 5th or the 10th minute. As soon as they start to come back at us, that's when that tackle should happen. We're leaving it too late to show them the match-winning commitment. It needs to happen earlier.
It was a minority, but it was a sizeable, quite vocal minority that booed the players off at the end of the game. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, the fans are, they pay their money, they're entitled to anything they like. I heard booing at the end of the first half. I didn't actually hear any booing at the end of the game. Now that may be because I was on the other side and blah blah blah. It's never nice to hear, but it only tells the story of the game. If the players don't put enough in, if we don't do enough, if we don't make the fans happy, then that's how they're going to react. And that's something that every one of us has to put right. I'm the manager. I'm the guy who's going to take the flak and deal with the flak, deal with the pressure, but the players represent me. They represent me, they represent the club, and they have to show their commitment. And they have to show from the first minute to the last what they showed at times in the second half. There is far more to come from that group of players. And I keep hearing, oh, it's, and this is within the whole club, you know, we're not quite, things are not quite right, we've not got a training this, we've not got that, we're not this, but we all have to just believe what the future is and work today for what the future is, otherwise the future will never happen. And that's, that sounds like, you know, we're putting pressure on young guys. We're not, we're paying these guys fairly well, and there's a lot of talent, but we do it two or three times and then we set back as if, oh, that didn't work, therefore we better change it. If you watch sides that are winning games, they do it and they do it and they do it. We need to develop that within our mental strength that ensures that we don't just do it for 15 minutes, but we do it for best part of 90. I don't think it's lack of fitness, because we're running at the end, but we're not clinical enough in front of goal.
At the end of the game, there were some ugly scenes on the pitch. There's a few flare-ups. What was that all about? It didn't look a particularly ill-tempered game.
It hadn't been a nasty game, but John Coke and Dean Lodge and I think it was their number 10 had a little altercation 15, 20 minutes from the end of the game. And I understand something was said. The referee told me after the game that it was something that was said where he got the feeling it might have come from off of the pitch. Something that exists between people, you just never know. But John Cope, as you know, went into a big tackle. He said he got kicked after the game, after the referee had blown the whistle. The referee said he booked them because they were both doing whatever to each other and could have stopped. He said it was just ungentlemanly conduct. I think it looked worse than it maybe was, because a lot of people were beginning to shake hands because the referee blown whistle. Again, you know, a couple of yellows that are unnecessary yellows.
You mentioned ungentlemanly conduct in there. When we were 1-1 looking to win the game, their physio stayed on the pitch remonstrating with the referee for a long time after the player he was treating had gone off. What was that all about? Do you know anything about that?
No, I mean, I think sometimes people will try anything to just break the flow up, because we were definitely on top at the time. We were really, really taking the game to them. You hear it at all levels of football that when teams are under the cosh, they'll try and stop the play, try and stop the rhythm, and that was, I think, something along those lines. You know, there was a few comments that they made as well, which is trying to get players off their concentration. It's another game. If we'd got that second goal, you know, it's very frustrating at the moment.
On the positive side, if there isn't, despite not winning, we're still only 8 points off the top, but we're also 7 points off the relegation zone now.
It's an amazing situation in this league. We spoke about it at the beginning of the year. Everybody can beat everybody else. It's that kind of league. We saw it last year. I think we're probably in a similar position now, points-wise, to we were at this time last year. If we get a run of wins, which sounds like a very, very, you know, long shot at the moment, but if we could just convert these games from 1-1s to 2-1s to 3-1s, we're going to be up there. You know, we're so close and yet we're so far as well. It revolves around this game of football. Everybody knows revolves around scoring goals. The shot from, I think it was from Louis, that the keeper said, yeah, he's in the right position, which is what his job is, but he didn't really know where that was going. It dropped either side of two players coming in. It's that's the kind of luck, if you like, that we're having at the moment. But we need to believe, keep working, and hopefully Saturday.
But we are sat very much mid-table, I say, 8 points off the top, 7 points off relegation. Which end are you looking at?
We're always looking up. And of course, I've got to be positive, and I am a positive person, but the players have to take a bit of responsibility too and get that little bit of grit where they go that extra step before their player does and the ball ends up in the back of the net. You know, we could have beat Met Police the other night. Keeper made a wonder save from Scott Corbett from the header. The ball's there to be put away. Their guy clears it off the line. Same thing happened today. It's just having that, you know, yeah.
I'm trying to convert things into positives. We've got Dulwich away on Saturday, who are top of the league. After tonight, what are our prospects for that?
It would be nice to say we've got a 1-1, I suppose, because that would be consistent with where we are at the moment. But Dulwich are winning 4-0 or losing 4-0, it seems, or, you know, teams seem to, they play football, but I'm told they're open at the back. But I'm looking at our attitude. If we take into the game the attitude that we had at the start of the game, and go at them, and we can maintain that, then we've got a chance of beating anybody. There's nobody in this league that I've seen where I've thought, you know, we're in trouble when we play them. Absolutely nobody. I think one game we will win. We will win well. But at the moment, we just continue to miss chances, chance after chance, game after game.
There was no Maz today, no Danny Morris either. Are you likely to shuffle the pack with those two ahead of Saturday?
It's possible. You know, there's people around. Asher Hudson, you know, I put him on the bench tonight, but he's had a nasty knock. It would be wrong to, he trained at the weekend, but it would be wrong to rush him back in. But, you know, Ash got a lot of pace, a lot of quality. He could be involved. I think we'll get another training session in, hopefully. The best is still to come from Louis. Tommy Moorhouse in the middle of the park, starting to get a bit of understanding. Martin Lee was out with flu, Scott Corbett with flu, and there are things that we can do. What we'd like to have is a settled side. You know, I don't think there's really been any time this season when I genuinely could have picked the exact same side. There's always something has happened, and I probably find myself again in that situation because John's taking a knock, Cokie's taking a knock, but. My big thing that I'm concentrating on, to be honest with you, is a striker that can make the difference. Yeah.
Sure. Dean Lodge won man of the match this evening. Assuming Maz is available on Saturday, is he going to find it difficult to get back in the side?
I think Dean Lodge is one of our best players at the moment, if I'll be honest with you. I really think that that Dean is made that position his, and I think he'll be difficult to shift. You know, he's hungry. He does the team work. You know, he's not just going forward. He's got goals in. I've told him, you know, believe you've got goals, you'll get goals. And he's dangerous. He's still a young guy, you know. And he kind of he allows little things sometimes to unsettle him. But you know, if he can keep making the progress he's made from the start of the season to now, second half of the season, he's going to be a hell of a player. So I think there are certain players that are really starting to make the position theirs.